The Democratic Convention is also news overseas. As we heard, hundreds of foreign journalists are in Boston to cover the convention. In some parts of the world, the event is receiving as much or even more attention than it is here in the U.S. Day-to-Day's Eric Weiner has this report.
From Tehran to Tokyo, Buenos Aires to Beijing, millions of people around the world are tuning into the convention.
Today, the Democratic Party convention gets underway. Delegates from across the U.S. are gathering to acclaim their candidate for president, John Kerry.
The BBC has dozens of reporters and producers in Boston. It plans on carrying John Kerry's acceptance speech live, even if it is at 3 a.m. London time. None of this may seem surprising. Presidential elections in the U.S., the world's only superpower, always attract a lot of international attention. But this year, more so than ever, after all, the outcome of this election will arguably affect foreigners as well as Americans. That's especially true in the Middle East, where satellite networks are carrying much of the convention live. Al Jazeera, the controversial Arabic network, is airing 15 hours a day of convention coverage. That's more than ABC, CBS, and NBC combined. Arab newspapers are also covering the convention, parsing every word, every gesture in an attempt to divine whether John Kerry might change course in the Middle East. Khaled Al-Maina is editor of the Saudi-based Arab News.
So many things are happening in the States that people here are very keen about, especially with Iraq, Palestine, and the war on terror. So they would like to know what the Democratic Party's stand is on these several issues.
Al-Maina says that most Arabs, for instance, would like to see the next U.S. president take a more active role in salvaging the faltering peace process between Israel and the Palestinians. Many foreigners are puzzled, though, by the U.S. electoral process, since the idiosyncrasies of the American system don't always translate. What is the Arabic word for swing state, the French word for spin doctor? Duncan Campbell, a special correspondent for the British newspaper The Guardian, says many Europeans secretly admire the flashy way that we Americans choose a leader.
There is certainly a European sensibility of, oh God, look at the Americans, they're all waving their balloons and their funny striped hats in the air again. But they're certainly more entertaining than many of the equivalent meetings in this country.
Foreign journalists like Campbell don't get nearly as much access to the U.S. candidates as, say, a reporter from a small newspaper in Florida or Ohio. So the foreign reporters do what any self-respecting journalist does when faced with a dearth of real information. They speculate. The cheeky British magazine The Economist took a skeptical view of the Democrats in their newfound backbone. It tracked the number of times the word strong or strength was mentioned in convention speeches. In case you're curious, 8 times by Senator Ted Kennedy, 7 by former President Bill Clinton. Not every media outlet in the world is so obsessed with the convention. Latin American newspapers have paid scant attention. Some editors say they're taking their cues from the U.S. television networks. If it's not important in the United States, says the editor of a leading Argentine newspaper, why should it be important here? For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner.